Hello, my equally eerie friends, and welcome to the 11th episode of Spooky Saturday. It's a segment in which I, Ethan, share spooky stories submitted to us by podcast listeners. This is the final episode of Spooky Saturday for this season, and I hope you enjoyed the stories shared with us by podcast listeners. And because this is the final episode for this season, I enlisted the assistance of a few special guests to help me finish this episode. Many thanks to @Thalia_VT, @Bakunawa_Air, and @Minukawa_CH for lending their voice in one of the stories in today's episode. They are wonderful VTubers who stream on Twitch, and I will link their Twitch channels on the description of this episode so you can visit and watch their streams. Oh, and if you have any paranormal experiences you'd like to share, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. And remember, this is not only for Filipino listeners, but also for international listeners. So if you have any stories, please send us a message. And as always, you know the drill. A huge thank you to my wonderful patrons for their continuous support. For the multi-tier, a huge thank you to Stephanie E., Terrence C., Christina N., and our latest multi-patron, James Chi. For the Anito tier, a huge thank you to Viren A., Jordan, Mona, her daughter Luna, Legion, Roman, and to our latest Anito patrons, Keshi and Philip. Thank you so very much for your support, and hopefully you like the benefits of your current tier. And if you, my dear listeners, if you decide to become a patron, go ahead to patreon.com/tabitabipod. There are three tiers to choose from, the Multo tier for $2, the Tao tier for $4, and the Anito tier for $6. Early access to episodes, exclusive updates, and exclusive episodes are among the benefits. So please, come and join us. Or, if you are feeling generous and just want to help, you can give me a tip on Ko-fi. Just go to ko-fi.com/tabitabipod. So, with that said, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. This story was submitted by Siri. Hello, my name is Siri. So this is my paranormal story. I'm not sure if this will scare you, but here it is. It never fails to give me chills to think about this memory, but not to the extent that I'm terrified. Please bear with me as this is quite lengthy. Just a little bit about myself. I grew up in a dysfunctional family. My mother and father separated when I was 4 years old, so I never really knew my father. My last memory of him was of his back and me attempting to reach him because I didn't want to go with my mother. You see, I am a daddy's girl. So it broke my heart when my mother decided to take us with her and leave our father behind. I believe I carried that heartbreak with me as I grew older. Unfortunately, I can't remember what my father looked like, but I do recall his physical appearance. Fast forward to my third year of high school. At that time, I was quite rebellious. So every weekend, I never failed to do things that my mother detests, such as late-night partying, drinking, and smoking. One Sunday, I woke up still sleepy, even though it was already 10 a.m. because we had been drinking the night before and I got so drunk that I still have a hangover. We live in a 4-bedroom home and we have 2 rooms upstairs and 2 rooms downstairs. My room, or me and my sister's room rather, was located on the 2nd floor. And because our house does not have a ceiling, it gets extremely hot in the afternoon. I was awakened because I already feel the heat in the room, so I decided to go downstairs and sleep in my big brother's room, which has an air conditioner. I'm still half asleep when I walked into his room. My brother was not present, but Rob was. Rob was my brother's best friend who lived with us, and he is like a family to us. So sleeping together or being in the same room was already normal for us. When I entered the room, I just laid in the bed without saying anything to him. He was too busy playing computer games, so I just did what I wanted to do, sleep. I'm not sure how long I've been sleeping, but I suddenly half opened my eyes and find myself unable to move my body and my hands. I looked around and saw Rob still playing computer. Then there was a guy standing next to him, wearing a white polo shirt and black slacks. I assumed it was my brother because I can see that he had the same body type. But when he turned to face me, it wasn't my brother at all. I can't see his face clearly, but I know he was not my brother. He then began to walk slowly towards me, staring at my face. And he stopped beside the bed, still staring at my face. I'm not entirely sure who he was, but I have a feeling I've seen him before. I just don't know where or when. I was so terrified that I closed my eyes again and without thinking, I forced myself to stand. And when I stood up, Rob asked if I was alright.
Hey, okay ka lang?
Oo, okay lang ako. Nasaan na si Kuya?
Hindi pa siya nakakauwi. Mamaya pa yung gabi, pumunta siya na si Dea.
Ha? Eh sino yung nakatayo kanina dyan sa tabi mo? Lumapit pa nga sa akin. Nagpapasok ka na naman ba ng iba dito nang wala si Kuya?
Gaga ka ba? Wala naman akong katabi. Walang naman pumasok dito. Baka na nanaginip ka lang. Inom pa kasi.
I was taken aback at first when he said that and just shrugged it off, thinking that maybe he was right and it was all a dream. This occurred when I was only 17 years old and I had nearly forgotten about it and had moved on. But I never imagined it would happen again. Fast forward to 24 years old and I'm working in a manufacturing company somewhere in Batangas. I worked as an injection part inspector and I worked during the night shift. One of the production rules is that you cannot leave the machine, not until someone steps in to take your place. I waited for my coworker to arrive, Ate Ren. She's the one taking over as the machine's operator. She and I got along well and whenever we had problems with our output, we had each other's back. So, whenever we saw each other, we would often talk or gossip. I waited for her that morning when I suddenly became extremely cold. I thought nothing of it because our production is air-conditioned, so it could have been the air conditioning. I also began to itch all over my body, and I thought it was because of something I ate, so I also ignored it. But the itching was really bothering me, so when Ate Ren arrived, I told her about it.
Ate, nangangati ako. Ang katawan ko. Bakit kaya?
Bakit? Ano bang kinain mo? May allergy ka ba? Kailan lang yan?
Ngayon lang naman to. Nagtataka nga ako, wala naman akong allergy.
Saan ka ba galing? Natulog ka sa CR2, no?
Oo. Paano mo nalaman?
Naku, may nakatira dyan. Kaya nga di ako natutulog dyan eh. Huwag ka na ulit matutulog dyan. Sige ka, lapitin ka pa naman.
Ho? Anong lapitin? Ito talaga si ate, tinatakot pa ako eh. Ayos lang to, mawala din to.
Naku, bahala ka. May chat-chat ako sa'yo mamaya sa break time ko. Umuwi ka na para makapagpahinga ka na.
That's how our conversation ended, leaving me in deep thought about what she said. I thought it was nothing, so I ignored it. At home, I went through my daily routine of eating breakfast and lying down. When I felt that cold embrace again, I just assumed it was because I was tired, so I decided to sleep. I awoke around noon and ate my lunch while waiting for Ate Ren's chat. And this was our discussion. Ate Ren asked me if I had the ability to see the unseen or the paranormal. I told her no and that I did not believe in them. She then went on to say that She believes in the paranormal and that she attracts their energy, just like me. Which honestly confused me a little.
May palagi kasing sumasama sa'yo. Akala ko namamalikmata lang ako nung una pero nung lagi-lagi ko nang nakikita, alam ko na hindi ako namamalikmata. Lagi siyang sumasama sa'yo tuwing pumapasok ka. Lalaki siya, nakaputing polo. Lagi siyang nasa tabi mo, nakatingin sa'yo ng may lungkot. May malapit ka ba sa buhay na mayapa na?
Meron po ang papa ko.
May picture ka ba niya? Makikilala ko siya kung siya ba yung sumasama sa'yo lagi.
Ate, tatakot na ako sa sinasabi niyo, ha?
Huwag kang matakot. Aalamin lang natin. Meron ka bang picture?
Wala ho, ate. Tatanong ko sa ate ko kung meron siya.
Sige. Tanong mo na rin sa ate mo kung mahilig bang magsuot ng polo ang papa niyo.
I chatted my sister instantly after the conversation with Ate Ren and asked her about the picture, but she said she has none. So I asked her about the polo, and she said yes, our father loves to wear polos and his favorite was the ones in color white. The moment she said that, I ended up crying. I took a screenshot of my conversation with Ate Ren, and what my sister said made me more emotional. She said that maybe what Ate Ren said was true. She said our father loves me so much and I was his favorite child. She said that I was the one na hinabili niya kay Ate in his last letter. And she said that our father asked my sister to take good care of me because he's no longer in our life. My sister told me to send Ate Ren Kuya Jay's picture, my brother. After all, Kuya Jay and Papa looks alike. They are like, in Tagalog, pinagbiyak na bunga. So I did what she told me and sent Kuya Jay's picture to Ate Ren.
Oo nga, siya nga. Pero, mas not sure ng auntie dito. Matanda ng auntie yung sumasama sa'yo lagi. Ibig sabihin, si Papa mo pala yun? Mahal na mahal ka siguro ng papa mo, no? Binabantayan ka pa rin hanggang ngayon.
After reading Ate Ren's chat, I cried a lot. I decided not to work that day because I was very emotional and I had to process everything. I just laid in bed and cried. It broke my heart to think that maybe the reason why my father has not moved on was because for the past years, I've still been clinging to him, especially after I found out that he had died already. Losing him was so hard, and I was longing for him for so long, yet he was by my side all along. And this is my story. Thank you so much for spending time reading it. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to the stories. If you have a paranormal encounter that you would like to share, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com or you can send them via Twitter, Instagram, or even on Discord. Once again, thank you Siri for sharing your stories and a huge thank you to these lovely VTubers for lending their voice at Halia_VT, a manananggal VTuber as Siri, at Bakunawa_Air, a moon-eating dragon VTuber as Ate Ren, and lastly, at Minokawa_CH, a sun-eating bird VTuber as Kuya Rob. Thank you so much guys for your help. You guys have been amazing. Please go check out their Twitch channels and watch them play games and more. I will link their Twitch channels in the description box of this episode so you guys can check them out. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, tag us, or leave a rating and review. Or you can always become a patron member and get cool benefits. Just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Or you can give me a tip on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/tabitabipod. Once again, thank you so much to my patrons for your financial help. And to you, my dear listeners, thank you so very much. please stay safe. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast with me, Ethan. Join me next time when I share more spooky stories. Bye!